Kyle Vassell's trained this week, and he's done Monday, Tuesday, and you know he looks like he's ready again. So it's good timing for us because we've missed him. He's a big player for us, you know, and hopefully he comes through today unscathed and goes back into the squad for selection.
Such horrible things, hamstrings, aren't they? That we talked about Mark Cullen like this, and he was ready, and then something goes again.
Yeah, you've really got to be careful, and especially with us this at this particular moment in time with him, because you know of what you've just said there with Mark Cullen and how it went for him, and it's left us short in that area. So we really need to make sure that he's ready.
Is it really why you strengthened your front line last week, that you have had various issues this season, that you've had to bring another one in?
Yeah, I think we started the season at Bradford away and we're playing two strikers up top in Mark Cullen and Kyle Vassell. And to lose both of them was a massive blow to our squad because of the numbers. But at the same time, we brought in Scott Quigley, but we see him like as a, you know, he's making a big step up from non-league and he's getting better, but he's not quite ready just yet. And then the others have not put a case forward as such yet to say, look, listen, I'm in. And we just felt that we needed to bring somebody else in, and we did that with Dolly.
Have you been pleased in recent times with Phyllis Kirk as well? Because last season, we know, it for whatever reason, the team had a great season, and personally, he didn't.
Yeah, it was tough for him because, again, start of the season, he was in the team. And 12 minutes in, I think Potsy tackled him in a game against Exeter, and he was out for 6 weeks and never really quite got back to what he'd shown in pre-season. But, you know, he's had his opportunity recently, and what he has got, Philly, is he's got the ability to score a goal.
Has that been the biggest sort of disappointment, really, that the gauntlet has been thrown down to players in the last few weeks? And maybe, I don't know whether I'm being too critical here or not, Gary, that might not have taken it in the way you'd have hoped.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with you. And we've had conversations with certain ones regarding that, because I think any manager will tell you that you always want the players to come and give you a problem. And to do that, they have to produce evidence. And from a striker's point of view, the evidence is quite simple. It's go and score goals. So we're a bit frustrated with that, but it's part and parcel of the game. And I'm obviously disappointed at the moment that we've had three defeats in the league on the trot. But from a performance point of view and how we've gone about it, bar the Northampton one, that's not been too bad. It's just tightening up in both ends of the pitch, really, and goals being one in particular.
Could the striker's argument be to you, I need a run of games, I'm not going to get to my best if I'm going to play one game, don't particularly happen for me, and then I find myself back out the team?
They possibly could come with that, but
but you're not going to accept it, are you?
The facts are there, you know, sometimes that's what it is. Somebody gets one game and they score, and then that's them up and running. So it works both ways with that one.
Your new striker, Dolly, how's he settled in?
He's done well because he came over on trial. We saw flashes, but he wasn't physically ready condition-wise. And he's put a lot of dedication and commitment in to get himself in the physical condition that was required. And it was quite simple. I said to him we wouldn't be taking him until we felt that he was in some good condition. And he deserves a lot of credit because he's really put himself in that position to be selected. And we negotiated a deal and managed to get that done. And he made an impact when he come on and got people excited a little bit. But got to be steady still because that's his first 20 minutes in English football.
You've signed a couple of players now out of the window. It's not for every club, but do you think you would have missed out, really, had you not gone down that route? You've had Spearing here, you've got a striker in there.
Yeah, well, I think when we got to the end of the season, because we were in the playoffs, you know, it was a case of if we were in League Two, we'd look if we didn't. And so we missed out on people that we'd identified as players that we would have liked to have signed. But then obviously you have an extensive list and that then also get attacked a little bit by your budget and what you can and can't do. You know, there's players that we're coming up against this weekend that, you know, we were interested in, but then we hear what their demands were, or not their demands, that's the wrong phrase, what their, you know, pay structure they were looking for, and we couldn't compete with that front. So you then have to alter your list accordingly. When you're light on numbers, being able to sign these two players out of the window has helped us massively.